KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have mostly cloudy skies and it's 17 degrees. We look for a chance of flurries this morning. Skies should become partly sunny later today, a high of 27. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stiefel Investments. In Southwest Iowa news this morning, the Iowa State Patrol says they're investigating a serious injury rollover accident that took place on Interstate 29 in Fremont County Thursday evening. According to their report, 27-year-old Mitchell Eugene Kimston of Riverton was driving a 2004 Chevy Cavalier southbound on I-29 at around 5:15 p.m. when, for reasons unknown, the vehicle went out of control near the Thurman exit. The car entered the median and rolled over. Kimson, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was ejected. The car came to rest in the northbound lanes of I-29. Kimson suffered serious injuries and was transported by LifeNet helicopter to CHI in Omaha. A report on his condition was not available. A single vehicle rollover accident Wednesday night in Page County resulted in a 17-year-old female passenger in the vehicle being transported to the hospital. The Page County Sheriff's Office said yesterday the unidentified teen was taken to the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital by Essex Rescue for treatment of undisclosed injuries. The accident happened at around 7:50 p.m. in the 1300 block of D Avenue. Officials say 18-year-old Anthony Marcus Schooling of Red Oak was driving a 1997 Ford Ranger pickup owned by Michelle Goodman of Council Bluffs when the vehicle went across a washboard portion of the gravel roadbed and out of control. After the pickup entered the west ditch, Schooling tried to drive back onto the road, but the pickup rolled over and came to rest in a field drive on its wheels. Damage was estimated at $2,000. Two people from Nebraska were arrested on drug charges early this morning following a traffic stop on Interstate 29 in Fremont County. The sheriff's office says the Fremont County K-9 unit stopped a vehicle about 7 miles north of the Missouri border on I-29. And as a result of the investigation, 24-year-old Marvin Monroe and 48-year-old Kimberly Freeman, both of Omaha, were arrested for possession of a controlled substance. Monroe and Freeman were taken into custody without incident and transported to the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center, where their bonds were set at $1,000 each. Authorities in Page County were asking for the public's help in finding the driver of a vehicle that eluded deputies following a pursuit. Sheriff Lyle Palmer says at around 10:42 a.m. Thursday, a Page County deputy had tried to stop a silver Chevy Impala for a traffic violation in the area of 10th and Main Streets in Clarinda. The vehicle's driver refused to stop for the fully marked patrol vehicle with its top lights on and siren activated. The pursuit continued in a northeasterly direction to the area of 10th and West Nottoway for about 2 minutes. The driver then took off on foot and was not apprehended after a search of the area. Anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact the Page County Sheriff's Office at 712-542-5193 or your local law enforcement agency. The Atlantic Police Department reports 3 arrests over the past week. On Wednesday, 24-year-old Carly Seddon of Atlantic turned herself into authorities on a charge of harassment in the second degree. On January 28th, 35-year-old Stephen Pedersen of Atlantic turned himself into authorities on warrants for violation of probation and failure to serve jail time. And on January 27th, 27-year-old Cameron Meisner of Atlantic was arrested on Cass County warrants for theft in the fifth degree and failure to appear on a possession of controlled substance marijuana charge. All 3 of those individuals were booked into the Cass County Jail. One person complained of injuries and was transported by medevac ambulance to the Cass County Memorial Hospital Wednesday afternoon following a collision at the intersection of 3rd and Maple Streets here in Atlantic. The Atlantic Police Department says Tamara Sheard of Atlantic was injured in the collision that happened around 1:35 p.m. when Sheard failed to yield from a stop sign and struck a vehicle driven by Ricky Larry of Griswold. Damage from the accident amounted to $8,000. Sheard was cited for failure to yield and driving while license suspended. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said yesterday 38-year-old Damon Carl Stacy of Corning was arrested at around 9:30 a.m. Thursday on a warrant out of Adams County for failure to appear in court. Stacy was turned over to Adams County deputies. His bond was set at $1,000. And officials of the Cass County Health System said Wednesday that CCHS began a new affiliation with Diagnostic Radiology PC on February 1st. Gary Schmidt, director of diagnostic imaging, said when patients have diagnostic imaging tests done here, like x-rays or CT scans, those tests are reviewed by radiologists. And as of February 1st, they changed the radiology firm that they work with so that they now offer more services to patients without having to travel to another city. Diagnostic Radiology PC Group is a group of radiologists serving the Omaha Metro, Western Iowa, Siouxland, and Northwest Missouri areas. With more than 8 physicians and several advanced practice providers, The Diagnostic Radiology PC, they say, is well equipped to provide remote and weekly on-site services in Atlantic. In the funeral announcements, Pamela Everhart, age 66 of Atlantic, died January 22nd. A celebration of life service for Pamela Everhart will be today at 10 o'clock at the Martin Mattis Funeral Home in Emmitsburg. Martina Brahini, age 91 of Greenfield, died Monday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. A massive Christian burial for Martina Brahini will be today at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield, with Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield in charge of arrangements. Kenneth Lyle, Uncle Buck Grage, age 94 of Manila, died Tuesday at the Manning Regional Health Care Center. Funeral services for Kenneth Uncle Bud Grage will be held today at 10:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Manila. Edward John, age 94 of Harlan, died Sunday. Funeral services for Edward John will be today at 2 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Mary Irwin, age 95 of Guthrie Center, died Wednesday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Mary Irwin will be on Saturday, tomorrow at 10:30 at the Panora First Christian Church. Twig Funeral Home of Panora has arrangements. Grace Munt, age 97 of Lenox and formerly of Corning, died Monday at the Lenox Care Center. Memorial services for Grace Munt will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Corning United Methodist Church. Pearson Family Funeral Service in Corning has the arrangements. And Doris May Diddy, age 90 of Stewart, died Wednesday at her home. A celebration of life for Doris Diddy will be on February 10th at 10:30 a.m. at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home Stewart Chapel has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.